is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Urbis Kareem Speaks. You can also find me on foursightsoflife.com and you can find me on Foresights of Life YouTube channel. Okay? I want to make sure I cover a few things here when we're talking about generational conflicts. You see, we have a battle going on. And I'm going to actually bring some people on. You know, they're getting their schedules right so they can talk to us about the youth. Okay, and elders and the in-between, wherever you see yourself at, a lot of times we don't give the one that came before us enough respect and credit, okay? Let me say that one more time. We don't give those that come before us enough credit, okay? You walking in their shadows, you know, you walking in their footsteps, you walking in the footsteps, their footsteps in the sand. The footprints are right there, but you act like you don't see them. And one person told me, individuals seem to be dumb. This is what somebody told me. And then they come to themselves when they get a little older. When you're young, even the Bible talks about that. When I was young and my mom was hitting me with the word in the Bible, I didn't really catch it. I didn't understand. But it's a lot of things I didn't understand till later on in life. And it says it in there. When you're young, you do childish things. But when you're older, you put childish things away. Okay? And that maturity kicks in. And a lot of us don't allow maturity to kick in. And we just bring those childish things to a relationship. And then we want to blame it on generational curses that need to be broken. Because you seem to believe, because you're here, I don't have that sentiment, that thinking frame, that those that come before me, I need to break their curses. I might need to break some curses that I didn't like, that my father's father brought to the arena or to the space, and I might have picked it up because he picked it up, and then that father, grandfather picked it up. That might be it. But far as generational curses, like I need to break that whole generational, everything, the way they think, the way they move, the way they, the ideas. Do you not know that same generation that come before you, they're in that same exact government? Let me say it one more time. That same generation that you are saying that you're not going to follow and that you're not going to listen to and that they did everything wrong and incorrect, they are dealing with that same government right now. Same government right now. So that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand that at all. So how could you put down the ones that dealt with the same drama you're going through, fighting and trying to figure out how to work, how to figure things out, you know, how to keep food on the table, how to take care of their children, how to deal with this beast. The same way they have been trying to howl and finding out the couldas and wouldas, and I should do it this way, or can I do it that way? And what are the guidelines and the rules of doing it this way or that way? They went through that. So what you're going through right now, you want to blame it on them because they didn't do it right, and now they got you born into a messed up situation, and those are now curses that you have to deal with? No, that's called life. That's what it's called. It's called life. Okay? Your parents' job is to raise you. Okay? Make sure they put clothes on your back. Make sure they keep a roof over your head. Make sure you don't die. Make sure they don't abort you. Make sure that they do the best they can. Make sure they give you what they can give you to the point that they could give it to you at the point they're in their life. Oh, let me say it differently. They try to give you what they can give you, what was given to them, while they're trying to figure out where they're supposed to be and how to get through and how to survive. Just like you're trying to survive right now, they've been pushing trying to survive then and now. To this day, present, and they're thinking about their future. They always got in the back of their mind, what if this? What about this? I hope this don't happen. I hope that don't happen. What I do if this happened? What should I do? I don't, oh my God, am I gonna be okay? They always got that in the back of their mind. that something might take place or something bad might happen. This job might not last forever. I might get in a car accident. I might come down sick or ill. I might lose my spouse, my man, my husband, my queen. I might lose something. Things might not go out with the plan. This car might not go keep running. The maintenance might go down. I don't have the finances to actually get me to keep myself afloat. I don't have the good credit to go get this and get that. They're always fighting for just survival, for the littlest thing, which is a roof over their head and food to eat. Huh? This is what they're fighting for day in, day out. They're trying to strategize to put something together that'll help them maintain for next month, the next quarter, the quarter after that, the following year, and then going into the next year. They're trying to find their footsteps in the sand and their imprint. They're trying to find something of substance to lock in on while at the same time taking care of you. Because somewhere down the line on them trying to find themselves and navigate through this cesspool that they call life in the United States, because it ain't no freedom here. It's like slavery ship. So while they're trying to go through this and figure it out, somewhere down the line, they fell in love. Somewhere down the line, they had a moment. Things was great. And it didn't pan out. And they end up getting pregnant because they got caught up in that lustful moment, that enjoyment moment. And now they faced with reality, adult maturity, decisions to make. Do I keep it? Even though I know that this person and me are not on the same page, it just happened. Do I keep it? Do I keep this child knowing that I'm a child myself, mentally and physically? I don't even have my ducks in order right now. What do I do? What do I do? But I was raised to put my big boots on and my big back pants on and pull up my bootstraps and make sure I handle my responsibility, because now I'm accountable. I'm gonna keep it. And I'm gonna try to figure it out. And now, as you figured it out, you didn't do so great because you're falling on your face several times. Now you have that child that's grown up telling you that you did everything wrong. I need to break the curses that you started, your generational curses that you did. You don't get it. You don't understand. You did everything backwards. You didn't do things right. You weren't smart. Look what you got me caught up in. I don't like it. You didn't forge our future better so we could have a present that's better than our past. Now look what you didn't taught me. You taught me how to what? Not figure things out? I'm stuck. And now I got me a baby, which is your grandchild. And now I don't know what to do because you didn't teach me what to do. Wow. Generational conflicts is what's happening today. Everybody now is blaming each other for their actual generation, for their situation, for their presence. And it would even come into your relationship. It'll come into the job. It'll come into the children. It'll come into the way of life where they have their friends and their father and their mother and their cousins and their sisters and their brothers. It'll go spread out everywhere. You're the blame for just bringing them here, for having them. And when you had them, you didn't teach them how to break the curses from your parents. Now you're responsible for what they're doing now. You're the problem. It's amazing. How amazing that we're the problem. Whatever generation you is, you're going to find out that you're the problem for existing and having them and not teaching them how to survive. So there's a flip side to this. That's what we're going to bring some on, so they can actually give their actual argument on how they feel. And we can show them and they can show us the difference in what they feel like, what we should have done different, and we could say what we feel they should do now. Everybody get a chance to talk, right? Because we're the problem. So that while they're having failing relationships, because they looked at our relationship and how we're failing in our relationships. Because it looks like I've been saying, we have a lot of selfishness going on versus selflessness going on. Everybody thinking about themselves. That's why you can't get ahead. Herbert Green.